T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Kathleen, you and I had a conversation today because Bill Lawrence runs a great website, information on Delaware County, Chester County out there. The Unionville-Chadsford School District has been on our radar screen a little bit with these school boards and the nonsense they're doing, but they are so out of step. The rest of the world, CDC, Children's Hospital, and others, ease up on this. We're going back to normalcy. So I watched the school board meeting, and I know about it thanks to you and then telling Bill Lawrence. They are clearly, to me, even though they tabled the vote, trying to take away or go against what is a law, the Pennsylvania law that says if you make a moral complaint, philosophical or religious, you make the decision about your child and their health, including vaccination.
That's exactly right. What they're attempting to do is, according to their notes, they are taking their policy about immunizations and communicable diseases and exemptions therefrom. Previously, it did read in accordance with Pennsylvania statutes. The students shall be immunized unless specifically exempt for religious, medical, or moral / philosophical reasons. They're attempting to delete the or moral / philosophical reasons. They want to leave it as simply for religious or medical reasons.
It seems to be they're arguing they don't seem to get the or in there and they're changing that or something. The Pennsylvania legislature said moral, philosophical, or religious, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And one thing that they claimed last night, and I have not yet been able to locate it, that language they claim is different elsewhere. But when I look at a publication from the Pennsylvania Department of Health, they have the same language. The child has a medical or religious / philosophical exemption. It's the same principle even in that. They claim there's some, you know, school code that has different language. Again, I don't know where they're getting that, but all I know is the Pennsylvania statute is governing, and it is quite clear. And even the Pennsylvania Department of Health echoes that language. But Unionville, in its very powerful and wealthy way, would like to change that language and make it instead removing a moral or philosophical grounds. Now, when you see that, obviously you have to play chess and you have to think, well, why are they doing that? There has to be a reason. They're trying to limit rights because, I suppose, is the next thing, you know, to prove religion, you know, I have to, instead of getting a doctor's note, I have to get a priest's note that, you know, I go to Mass on Sunday. I don't know where.
Well, right. Going. Well, don't go past that. What they're doing is they're trying to take something that's a given here that if you just state it, and I heard the guy say a variance last night, and then they're going to have some kind of kangaroo court, they think, make a decision on that. And you're right. How would they prove you're doing this on a religious basis? Do you have to have a priest or a rabbi or something swear in? What is driving this big picture, though, all of a sudden? Because I don't know that board as you do. I know you follow it closely. It's COVID-related, but they can't think that mandated vaccinations are going to keep kids out of school. Is that it? Is that what they're thinking?
That's quite possible. It's hard to read their minds at this point. I think the pertinent thing is the fact that they want to take this language out. And let me add another interesting fact that came from the president of the school board. He implied to the attendees that it's just semantics, using those words that,
yes,
well, we'll still consider everything. And I tried to make the point that I thought that was baloney, that, you know, put the words in that will protect people. Why take them out then? Why take them out at all? That's wink and a handshake law. And besides the fact, as you so astutely put it, it is in direct contradiction of the Pennsylvania statutes and even that publication that I mentioned from the Pennsylvania Department of Health. So what is the need to take out that language,
mm-hmm,
unless they have some other nefarious motive down the road?
Well, particularly in the context we've been making this, thank God, since a week, 10 days or so ago, Kathleen, that CDC, Children's Hospital, which is revered, they're all sending the message, loosen up, normalcy, you know, unless something catastrophic, you got to go that way. And that's where the world is, except these outliers. Philadelphia, progressive, they're nuts. 10 days of masking and all. But this Unionville outfit is now striking at the heart. And the bigger issue is not the medical vaccine. Its parental rights have been reasserted against these school boards. And they're dancing along this line. It is amazing to me they would try to do this.
That's absolutely right. And another huge concern is if they were to succeed with this and try to set a precedent, besides the fact that a lot of times we can break the law until we get caught or until somebody pursues us, we can speed until a police officer pulls us over. They can do whatever they want, really, until somebody then challenges them in a very lengthy, expensive process to stop the what is not just. And then the real concern that I have, and this is just from a separate experience, a couple of experiences that I've had in this area, in this community, my concern is that I suspect, I do know there is some camaraderie amongst the superintendents of the various school districts, and I fear a type of closing ranks, ganging up, locking down, all in an effort to deprive the parents of their rights. If our superintendent succeeds and he goes to other superintendents and somehow convinces them to try this as well, then where are we?
Yep, exactly.
Then that's a virus. That's a virus worse than COVID.
Yep, exactly. So thanks to Bill Lawrence, who were buddies and I follow, but thanks to you and, again, your vigilance on this. So they're going to vote on this potentially next school board meeting. And I know they made comments last night. Wow, we're surprised how many people are here. I think at the next school board meeting after this, they might have a lot more people. When is that, Kathleen? When's the next school board meeting in Unionville? Do you know?
It will be in September. Let me see if I can find the exact date for you. Let me look here. There will be a work session prior to that, so that's another thing to consider. If people can attend the work session, which is generally the week before.
Okay.
That would be helpful as well, because that's when they will discuss it and then they vote on it at a board meeting. Let me see if I can.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll get the dates
here.
Yeah, it's up on their website, the Unionville Chadsford School District website. But again, they tabled it last night because people were calling a lot of attention to it. There were a lot of people there. And you're right. It's not just about that school district. This stuff is starting up again. This is the first big one where it's amazing. Don't they get the vibe of where we are nationally and locally now when it comes to parental rights on this stuff?
Well, and that's the problem when you're dealing with this type of community, a more rural, wealthy, and powerful area. People do think they're above the law.
Yeah. Well, we will. We will continue to be in touch with you, Kathleen. And you can let Dan know or let me know, since we spoke today, any update on this. And we'll make sure to publicize everything about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And thank you very much for inviting me to speak to you.
Thank you, Kathleen Carmody, here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.